Shalom Mishpacha, Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. And I am so excited because so many of you are going to be sending letters to me that you're healed. Like, for instance, right now, I heard something. I heard there are people that their necks are stiff. If you'll move your head right now, you'll see that that pain is gone. And you say, Sid, how come you always talk about backs and necks? Because you can see this instantly. But the anointing is the same for everything, if you'll only believe. My guest has got me so stirred up. The backs, by the way, are being healed. If you pull over the side of the road and bend over, you'll see. In fact, pain of any kind in the arthritis moving from your fingers. Hey, this is going to be a move of God's Spirit. You happen to be at the right place at the right time. My guest, David Cordo. David, you said to me that God showed you that your ministry would be transferable for those that are perhaps tuning in for the very first time. What percentage of people are healed in churches when you speak in a norm?
Yes, yeah, Sid, over 90%. Usually a little bit over 50% are healed instantly. And the other part of them are usually healed within 2 weeks, including cancers. Some cancers would just disappear in my hand right when I pray. I mean, just go. And others would look like nothing happened, but usually, most cases I know of, within 2 weeks, they're gone.
What about people that have arthritis and they can barely walk, they can barely hold something, the pain is excruciating? I've seen people where they have such arthritis in their fingers that they literally can't even write anymore.
Yes, in most cases, the arthritis, when we pray, is healed instantly. It's usually never even a divine healing. It's an instant miracle.
You know, you talk about, and it's so many, you have kind of like a childlike faith. And by the way, I don't think we need anything more than that, do you?
No, that's it. Just simply believe what he said and what he did.
But you were teaching, and I think it is so important, on the spirit of death. Tell me what God has shown you about the spirit of death, and then perhaps give some illustrations.
Certainly. One thing, the Bible says it's appointed once for a man to die, then after that, the judgment. I believe there's an appointment that there's not a whole lot we can do about. I know there's cases of extensions, etc. But yet, that's God's appointment. But you could not convince me, no one could, that God's going to take his children home.
You know what I tell people?
Sure.
I am invincible as long as I'm in the center of God's will until it's time for me to go. And I wouldn't want to stick around here if it was time for me to go.
That's it. And so we see.
But what about someone that dies of AIDS, dies of cancer prematurely? Do you think that was in any part God's doing?
No, I don't think it's all. Jesus said the thief comes to kill, to steal and destroy. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Cancer is killing, it's stealing, destroying. AIDS is killing, stealing, destroying. That he came to give us life and life more abundantly. That no one could ever convince me that someone dying with their flesh being eaten away with cancer as a Christian is abundant life. That Jesus wants to heal. We've seen many, many healed. And what we do is we command the spirit of death come out. And then we command the...
How did you learn this? I mean, this is not something that you normally learn in Bible school. How did you know to pray this?
Okay, the Holy Ghost laid on my heart to begin to pray for an anointing over the spirit of death. Many, many years ago, I began to pray it and pray it and pray it. And then finally, I actually picked up a book that's available in the bookstores. Strong Man's His Name, What's His Game? And it has a whole chapter on the spirit of death. But I'd never heard of the spirit of death till the Holy Ghost spoke to me. And then I studied that also. And so we have authority. See, the church has authority. Think about it this way, Sid. Jesus said, like in Matthew 10, he said, as you go preach, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely we receive, freely give. Why would he ask us to raise the dead if the enemy wasn't going to kill people that he didn't want dead, that God did not want dead? He gave the church authority to raise the dead. Now, if it's God's appointment, there's nothing I can do about it. I tell people, I don't go to a funeral home, try to clean it out. God don't, unless God told me to do something like that.
Have you prayed for a dead person that's come back to life?
Yes, I have, right here in New York.
Tell me that.
One of the young boys, he's like 2 years old, had stood up on one of the chairs at the church, and we didn't have property then. We're in a little basement, and he fell and hit the back of his neck, but he was fully conscious. He's screaming, crying. And when they picked him up, it turned out his neck was broken. His neck just fell back, like unhinged, and fell back. He quit breathing. His eyes rolled back in his head. His eyes were open. He was dead. Unfortunately, I've been around a lot of dead people. And the mother picked him up, ran to the front, and it wasn't just me praying. We all prayed. We prayed about 20 seconds, and something just fell, just boom, right into that meeting. And the boy instantly sat up, ran around, never even went to a doctor. He's a college student today.
How about that 12-year-old boy in the mountains?
Yeah, that was in the mountains of the Philippines. He had tuberculosis. He was dying of tuberculosis. And they brought me. It's a tribal group way up in the mountains. I work on Mindanao, the southernmost island of the Philippines. And they took me up there, and they told me about the boy. And they said they couldn't even get him, pick him up, get him to the meeting for the distance. I said, we'll go. We went to the house, went in there, and he could not even sit up on his own. They had to prop him up with two pillows and lean him against it, then lay him back down. And we walked in there. I commanded the spirit of death come out. I commanded him be healed through my translator. I said, tell him get out of the bed. The boy flew out of the bed, jumping up and down, totally healed. Praise God.
What do you mean? Is that just an expression when you say he flew out of the bed?
Yeah, well, not just expression. I mean, he didn't just, get up real easy, climb out, get a foot on the floor. I mean, when he come out of the bed, he was in the air, and he hits the ground, and he's jumping up and down. He didn't just climb out. I've seen people just climb out, too, but he didn't just climb out.
What about, now, you had addictions. You had addictions for violence. You had addictions for alcohol. You were addicted to prescription tranquilizers that would give you highs. How did you get free? And do you pray for others that get free?
Oh, yes. We've seen many set free. In fact, we work in the jails and prisons right here in this area. And I've been even in prisons and stuff in Philippines and in Cambodia ministering. But, yes, we see people set free from different addictions and stuff. And we take authority over it. And the power of God would do it. They had to believe that he paid the price for all of it. He did the whole thing.
Okay. When you – I'm one of these guys. I want you to tell me ABC. What do you do when someone's got a grave illness? Do you always pray for the spirit of death to leave?
Yeah. If it's something that can kill them, I always do. And if there's something wrong with it, if I don't know sometimes, if God don't show me, sometimes God will show me. Many times we're praying, and I actually can see in the human body the diseases, the organs of the body. I see.
Tell me what you see. Do you see sort of like an X-ray of their body?
Yes, exactly. And so sometimes when I'm praying, not all the time, but a lot of time, that all of a sudden I just click into it, and suddenly I'm seeing it in the human body. And we're praying. My wife does the same thing. And so sometimes we'll see it, but if I have any doubt at all, and especially if it's something that can take their life, I command the spirit of death to come out of them, every sickness, disease, infirmity. We pray against arthritis, the spirit of infirmity. I believe it goes into the same as the lady in the Bible that was bowed over like a horseshoe, that Jesus cast that spirit out of her, and she stood up.
What is one of the most satisfying healings that you've seen? Be specific.
I've seen way over 5,000 just in Asia. I have no idea in the U.S. I'm trying to think what would be the most satisfying. I mean, well, I got one maybe. There's so many good ones, but a lady in Cambodia, down the southern part in Kampot province, she came to my meeting several years ago, and she's a young lady. She had cancer on both sides of her neck. I mean, it looked like a major case of mumps, but it's cancer. And she's well enough off that they diagnosed and everything. They said, there's nothing we can do. She was getting ready to get married. And they said, forget it. Don't get married. You have a short time to live. You're never going to be a wife. You're never going to be a mother. Well, we command that foul spirit of death come out of her. Command her to be healed. If I remember right, it went down just a drop in my hand, but no more. And so when she left, she still looked pretty much the same, maybe down a little bit. And when I got back the next trip, I found out she'd been totally healed within days. She got married, and I have a picture of the 13-year-old baby girl. And I say, if nothing else happened to all my trips into Asia, that's worth it all.
Now you see so many miracles outside of the United States, and people ask you, can you see as many miracles in the U.S. as outside? And you give a different answer than most of the people I talk to. What's your answer?
I still see over 90% of people I pray for in the U.S. healed. I don't see as many miracles. I don't pray for as many people, but I hope that will change shortly.
But if you prayed for as many people, would you see as many miracles?
Certainly, over 90% of everybody I pray for right here gets healed.
Oh, okay. One of your most recent services, we taped, we made a CD of it. You share your testimony, which is amazing, especially if anyone knows a veteran that's got problems as a result of killing people and maiming people. But then you have just a simplistic understanding of healing, and then you pray for the sick. You know what I happen to believe, David? I believe the same results that you got at that church, people are going to get right in their home as they listen. I happen to believe that you have a friend that is battling a sickness. What a wonderful gift for this friend. I happen to believe that you have a desire to be able to be used just like David. David, do you believe that this is transferable, the anointing on you?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. That's one of the things I do here. I train and transfer even overseas.
Listen, people that are sick themselves, when they listen to this CD, I believe that they're going to be healed. But we're making this available. It's called Healing Today. I mean, it's good that someone was healed yesterday. It's wonderful that someone's going to be healed in the future. But this is healing now. It's God's time. For a donation of $15 each, order the CD, Healing Today. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.